I'm David Fair at 7:50 on a Thursday morning, and I'm joined by the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here for an Art Fairs edition of Cinema Chat. Haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. How are you?
That's true. You've been off chasing the Grateful Dead, which is one of your lifelong passions. That's
absolutely
very cool.
It was good to revisit those days. Certainly had a lot of fun. And then, of course, I came back and caught bronchitis and have been ill ever since, so we're working on it.
Well, all will be restored with the art fair in town. So.
You know what? It's a great time of
it
year.
It is.
To be in and around Ann Arbor. I know some people like to, you know, get out of town and escape it, but I think it's fun to see this many people in and around town just having a great time.
It is.
So much creativity.
It's one of the trademark events of our community, and Michigan Theater wants to help support it. You can come in if it gets hot or rainy one day. You can come into the Michigan Theater and get a little protection. The organ's
going to get warm Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
for sure.
Organ's going to get played with some special concerts during the day, and we serve bratwurst and beer and hot dogs at the Michigan Theater, so you can stop in and get a lunch or a snack there during the art fair. So stop on by. We're also showing some movies, but at this
point, I've heard you do that occasionally.
Let's start off with some Hollywood news. Julianne Moore, who just won the Academy Award for Best Actress, was scheduled to be in a film called Can You Ever Forgive Me? It's based on a journalist's memoir, and she falls on hard times and ends up doing some slightly illegal things that really besmirch her career. But Julianne Moore has pulled out of this. The director, Nicole Holof Center, who's a Sundance darling. Her films have premiered at Sundance. Her career has grown at Sundance, so it's a little bit of a surprise. So we'll see how director Nicole Holof Center deals with that and finds a new actress to play that key role.
One way or another, it will come out.
Yeah, Chris O'Donnell also co-stars in that project. Well, last week we talked about CinemaCon, Comic-Con, which happens in San Diego. There's Comic-Cons probably all over the world, but all over the United States for sure. But the big one, the mother of them all, as it were, is the one in San Diego, which has been a place where a lot of films are launched. But, it's a comic book fan conference.
That's the way it started, but it's become a huge multimedia event.
Yeah, and it's backed off a little bit from the heydays of just a couple years ago, but there's still some buzz out of it. There's an X-Force character by the name of Deadpool, which Ryan Reynolds is playing, and he's been so enthusiastic about it. His infectious quality for this character has turned folks to think that it might actually work. So we'll look forward to see that, what happens with that. The Warner Brothers Comic-Con panel, which featured the Suicide Squad, which is another DC comic book group, I guess.
This is all Latin to me. I didn't even read comics as a kid.
And they're looking to expand the DC comic universe into the movies beyond Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. This new Star Wars film, which we won't talk about too much because of you, David, but it's going to roll out of this December, and they had several of the cast members there. They didn't show any new trailers. They didn't show any more behind-the-scenes footage than was already out there, but they did do a couple of character reveals and things like that, and so that's going to be big, maybe the biggest opening ever in December. We'll see what happens when the holiday season rolls around at the end of the year. The 20th Century Fox panel was pretty flat, apparently. They're doing a series of the, and the trailer looked very bland, and so that Fantastic Four, which is coming out pretty soon, was pretty disappointing, apparently, to the folks that were there. But they also did Batman versus Superman, which was filmed in Detroit.
Right, with Ben Affleck. Right.
And Warner
Kept
Brothers.
The gambling casinos open.
Absolutely. Warner Brothers is very hot on this, and it came across extremely well. So Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice is coming out next March, and they think that that's going to top The Hunger Games as the best grossing film at that particular time. So now we are playing some films. We're actually opening a film on Friday, which sometimes we don't do during the art fair just because there's so much going on during the art fair. But the art fair ends at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Right.
So, you can come down for the 7 o'clock show in downtown, and things are amazingly cleared up by then. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, it really is. It's almost like magic. Where to go?
Yep. So anyway, you can come on down. But we're opening Mr. Holmes. And this is a film that is very, very appealing. It's about Sherlock Holmes when he's very old, and it's set in 1947, just after World War II. He got back from Japan, where he experienced the devastation of the nuclear attack on Japan. But his mental powers are diminishing, and he apparently misjudged a case that put him into retirement. He lives at a seaside farmhouse with his housekeeper and her young son, and he relies on this young boy to help him work through some issues. And so, anyway, it's a very, very appealing riff on the Sherlock Holmes genre. And
yeah, all the buzz says the acting is
Sir
stupendous.
Ian McKellen stars in this. And so an outstanding piece. We're continuing our run of The 100-Year-Old Man. This is a Scandinavian film about a guy who jumps out of a window and has an adventure. Kate Winslet stars in A Little Chaos, which is set in Louis XIV. And she's a gardener, a master gardener. And then the documentary on Amy Winehouse called Amy has just gotten great reviews. Yeah. Lots of folks came to see it last week. A lot of buzz on Terry Gross. NPR is covering this very, very heavily. The reviews on it are very strong. You have to go see Amy. Me and Earl and the Dying Girl and Wolfpack continue. Some hot films that came out of last year's Sundance Film Festival. So there's lots to see at the Art House. After the art fair, we're opening a Japanese animation film from Studio Ghibli called When Marnie Was There, and we actually premiered this with a free screening at the Cinetopia Festival.
Went over well, too.
It did. It went over very well, and it's about a woman, Anna, who dreams her days away in the marshes of her summer foster home, but believes there's an invisible magic circle that can help her, and she shuts herself off from the world, but she discovers this friend, Marnie, that really transforms her life. And this is a remarkable piece. Southpaw is coming. It's a boxing film by Antoine.
Jake Gyllenhaal. I understand it's very good.
It is. Go check it out. It opens on the 23rd, a week from today. And then our classic series continued with Easy Rider on Sunday and Tuesday. It's a great film. And then opening up at the multiplex is Ant-Man, which has actually gotten really great reviews, and you can go check that out, as well as Trainwreck.
Comic books are taking over the movies, aren't they?
Yeah, they are in the commercial world. Trainwreck is an Amy Schumer film with Bill Hader, and Amy Schumer has a really casual approach, her character, a real casual approach to relationships, and then she starts to fall for this guy, and it really messes up her life. But two great comic performers, and a script by Amy Schumer.
Yeah, she is a fantastic writer, and, you know, a bit racy, but I've always enjoyed her work.
Yeah, she is very, very racy, for sure.
Well, we'll hope you'll enjoy the art fairs, and if you're looking for a break, there are movies at the Michigan Theater. Stop by and get a beer and a brat. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat.
Ta-ta from the Ann Arbor Art Fairs.